It's Thursday, the 26th of January. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Now, the Aggie basketball team is hoping to go back up the roller coaster on Saturday when they host Oklahoma State, but they may have to do it with two hands tied behind them. Not only is top scorer Chris Middleton doubtful for the game after he re-injured his knee against Oklahoma, but now point guard Dash Harris, the only true point guard A&M has, is listed as day-to-day with a sore arch after he slightly sprained it against Kansas. Yesterday, Coach Billy Kennedy was asked about the setbacks that have happened to this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's been challenging, but the more you're in a program, the more you realize there are holes in the program. It's like buying a new house. You're excited the first day, and then you start realizing that you got a leaky faucet. You got a hole in the wall somewhere that was hidden that you didn't see or whatever, and that's kind of the situation with this program, unfortunately. And so, and then injuries are part of the game, so we can't control that, but we just don't have enough depth or enough experience in our program to weather a lot of negative happenings.
Tip-off with Oklahoma State is at 3 o'clock Saturday at Reed Arena. The Cowboys will come to Reed with confidence after they upset number 2-ranked Missouri in Stillwater 79-72 last night. It was only Missouri's second loss of the year and second loss in Big 12 play. The Cowboys are just 500 now at 10-10. The Aggie women's team will also try to bounce back from a loss as they host Iowa State at 1 o'clock on Sunday at Reed. Like we mentioned yesterday, former Texas A&M safety Dennis Allen is in line to become the Oakland Raiders head coach. No press conference has been scheduled yet, and details are being worked out, but Oakland GM Reggie McKenzie told the media that a handshake deal is in place. Allen played for R.C. Slocum from 92 to 95 and started 4 years. Last year, he was defensive coordinator at Denver, coaching former Aggie All-American Von Miller, among others. At Oakland, he'll coach a former teammate, punter Shane Leckler. Allen joins Houston Texan coach Gary Kubiak, former Houston Oiler coach Jack Pardee, and former St. Louis Cardinal coach Gene Stallings as Aggie players who have gone on to be head coaches in the NFL. Speaking of former Aggie players, there is just one playing in the Super Bowl, and that's New York Giants defensive tackle Rocky Bernard, who finished at A&M in 2001 and is in his 10th NFL season. It's his third season in New York after spending 7 seasons in Seattle. Well, Olson Field at Bluebell Park is racing the clock to be ready for the A&M baseball season opener 3 weeks from tomorrow. No worries, as both Athletic Director Bill Byrne and Coach Rob Childress says it will be ready to host the game on February the 17th. This week, Scott Clendenin visited with Childress, and Coach just glowed when talking about the new and vastly improved home of Olson Magic.
Well, it's like a dream come true coming to work every day. As I'm pulling into the parking lot, I just can't believe how much progress is being made on a daily basis. When you think about a $24 million renovation and the undertaking of trying to do that in an 8-month period of time, it's remarkable, and just a lot of praise goes to the general contractor, Skanska, all the subcontractors that are working 24 hours a day to make this happen. And, you know, it's going to be something that, you know, it's better than we dreamed. It's better than we drew. And as this thing's starting to come together, you understand how special it's going to be for the coaches, for the players, from a recruiting standpoint, but most importantly, the fans. And, you know, we're going to maintain, you know, the integrity of the stadium, the bowl, and, you know, maintaining the Olson Magic was of the utmost importance to all of us involved. But just the amenities for the fans, bringing them closer to the field, better concession stands, better restrooms, more of a fan-friendly environment for the berm standpoint. Families going to be able to come out and sit on blankets. Families with young children that sometimes choose not to come because they just don't feel like their child can sit for a 3-hour period of time now can get up, walk all the way down the concourse to the right field foul pole, and there's a playground for the kids to play and the parents to still be able to watch the game. So it's going to be amazing. In the next 3 weeks, you know, there's going to be a lot of, you know, just changes that we're going to see as far as the finishes go, and it's just turned out special.
Now, Childress talked about the new seating that will move some season ticket holders to a different spot, but a better spot.
Yeah, certainly so. I mean, we did lose some seats just because anytime once the first hammer was swung, you start looking at ADA and all the new laws that are in place that weren't in 1978 when the stadium was built. And, from handicap seating, it's just going to be through the roof. They're going to be so much more comfortable and still close to the action and out of the elements, which I think was something that we didn't have before that's important. And for the fans that maybe lost their seat and they're not in the exact same spot that they are, the special thing about it is we're not moving them any farther away from the action, and they're still going to be close. They're still going to have that intimate feel. You know, we're not taking anybody from the lower bowl and putting them in the upper deck or upper deck. They're moving to the top row, and, you know, they're going to need binoculars to see the game and feel the energy of the student section that's still above the first base dugout. We're still going to have the Raggies in full force, and, you know, it's still going to be the great Olsen Magic, and everybody's going to be that much closer to the action. I think when the fans get out here and see the berms, there's some people going to want to gravitate toward that, bring a blanket, sit out there, especially on nice sunny days, because some of the seats in the berm are actually closer than any of the chairbacks in the stadium.
Aggies open February the 17th against Illinois-Chicago, the first of 21 straight home games and 40 home games in all. That's a look at sports. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.